Seeing beyond, living transformed is a spiritual crossing of the threshold to the world of being a truly expanded human being. Join medium Cheryl and Kelly for conversations about discovering deep spirituality, developing your intuitive and empathic skills, and personal mediumship. Each episode will focus on tips, tools, and techniques to help you understand and expand your own inner gifts and life journey. You can call in each week to receive spiritual guidance, personal readings, and we'll answer your questions. We'll talk with luminary experts on meditations, the afterlife, energy healing, past lives, and much more. Join our Seeing Beyond spiritual community to learn more about expanding your mind, body, and soul, and have fun on your journey to empowered transformation.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to today's program of Seeing Beyond, Living Transformed. I got to tell you, Kelly, it's great to see everyone start logging in right away. So it's just so exciting.
I love it. I love it. It's so fun.
Yeah, we just want to welcome all of you. I mean, there's such great energy we have with our audience, and we love this way we can connect with you, having this radio program every week, you know, providing you with our insights, our experiences with Spirit World. And that's going to be our topic tonight. We're going to be talking about connecting with the other side tonight, connecting with our loved ones in spirit, maybe connecting with your guides. That will come through as well. But let me just start by saying welcome to everyone. And of course, as always, welcome, Kelly. Hey, how are you, Kelly?
I am so great. Thank you and welcome. I don't know if everybody heard, but my dogs were saying hello too.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
They were just all barking at the door, and I'm like, oh no. But yes, I'm so excited to be here, and happy. I'm always happy to be here.
Yeah, it was right. Happy Earth Day week, right? We had Earth Day, yeah. And we had our full moon, right? Full moon's yesterday, but I'm sure it's still going on for everyone. Get a chance to get outside tonight and check out that energy of the full moon. It is amazing. And you should be feeling the full moon last for a couple of days. It's not just a one night. You really feel it before, during, and after this period.
Yeah. I always do. It lasts me about 5 days, like a couple of days before, the night, couple nights of, and then a couple nights after. I just feel amazing energy. And I didn't realize it was a full moon. That would totally explain why I've had so much energy.
Oh, is that right?
I have a hard time sleeping during full moons.
Maybe that's it for myself too. I forgot all about that, right? That would interfere with my sleeping but I do wake up early. I do want to say, since the last couple of days, I've been waking up really early with energy.
6:30 for me in the morning. I've been falling asleep at like 1 and waking up at 6:30, like wide awake.
Oh, it's great.
Very weird. Yeah. Very weird. Always in the full moon. I just want to say hello to everybody real quick.
Sure.
We have Meditation Meg. Hello, Jose. Hi. And Joanne and Eva and Lisa Kerner and Samantha. Hi, guys. Thank you for joining us tonight. And I'm sure there's a couple on Instagram as well. I can't see. Jay Locon, Iron Williams, Queen Maxan joined us. Hello. Sharon. I can't say all these names, but thank you guys for being here. Hello, everybody.
Thanks, guys. Thank everyone for being here and welcome everyone. And really, we're going to be working on, I thought this was a really great topic, Kelly, because
I love it. You know,
as mediums, you know, we get asked this, I know I do, I know you do probably too. We get asked this question of how can I connect with my loved ones? How can I do it? You know, because they're not mediums. You know, a lot of people who come to see us for readings, they're not mediums. They're not psychics. They've just lost a loved one, or they're grieving from some time now, and they want to make that connection themselves. And when they're not making that connection, that's a question too, is why am I not connecting with them? Why do I not feel them? So we're going to offer some insights tonight.
This is one of my favorite subjects, and I'm sure you may do this as well, but I like to always offer my clients after a reading, if I know they're open to it, if they're interested, like ways, things that they can do at home to connect with their loved ones on their own, so that they don't always have to feel like they have to come to a medium, right? I feel like our job is to empower them to be open and feel these messages, because they're so amazing if you're open to it.
Right. You
know? And sometimes our grief gets in the way. And so it's about learning about that, right?
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, going to a medium is always a good idea when you know, and we'll talk about that as well. But, you know, learning that you can connect on your own is just as important.
Yes.
And in some way, I know this sounds unusual, but in some way, I know Kelly and I are here to help you be your own intuitive, but we know that not everybody wants to or feels that they are. And that's where Kelly and I step in is we support you, we encourage you, we validate or confirm information that maybe you're picking up around your loved ones.
Exactly.
And that's true, right? I think we can offer that. And we can help you, we hope to help you tonight tune in a little bit. That's our goal, is to help give you some tools when you walk away tonight. You're like, yes, I felt them, or yes, I have this new tool now. So I'm hoping. And look, ask questions as we go about the show. So for everyone listening and watching, you know, write in the comments section, do you feel your loved ones around, your departed loved ones? Let us know right now. Do you feel them around? Do you feel that you can connect? We'd love to hear from you. And let's start from there.
I love that. That's a great idea. One of my favorite things, like, I believe I've always had my gift, but I kind of came into it about 2 years before RJ passed. And I so believe, like, the universe planned me to make sure I started developing before, so that I could be ready for when he passed. Because if I had not had my gift or understanding of the spirit world the way I did at the time of his passing, I don't know how I would have got through my own grief. You know, I don't know how I could have gone on. And so I love when I meet with a family, you know, if I have the time or they're open, I feel like they're ready, teaching them how they can feel and connect with their own loved ones. It's so beautiful. Joanne asked for signs. I do too.
Signs is one way of asking for that connection, right? Asking your loved ones to send you a sign and ask them to make it so big and loud that you know it could come from no other, right? Ask your loved ones to send you a sign where you know it's from them, right? And it could be a word. What are signs anyway, right? They are messages from the universe, messages from our departed loved ones. They are, how do they present themselves, Kelly? They come as objects, like a feather?
So people have this preconceived idea that they're only going to get a feather, ladybugs, dragonflies, or butterflies from spirit. Mm-hmm. But let me just tell you, my spirit people give me the funniest messages. I've gotten music, certain songs that are like totally new for my son. My son was a big pothead, and he passed when my younger son was only 9, or he was 8, actually. No, he was 9. Sorry. He was 9 when his brother passed, and immediately his room started smelling like marijuana. Mm. And I was like, you know, he's 9 years old. Why does his room smell like pot? We didn't have any neighbors that were smoking pot. We immediately knew it was RJ. He was like making, it was like a sense of humor. I've had clients come and tell me that spirits tell me, like, oh, I loved bacon. And so I give my wife the bacon smell every morning to let her know I miss her breakfast. Aww. And they were like, oh my gosh, I do. I smell bacon all the time and I can't figure it out. Right. I get things like that from spirit more than the bugs and the birds and all that, but they do all, I feel like we need to be open to any sign. Could be numbers waking up at the same time every day, 444, 333 in the morning. Right. Those are also signs. You know, there's so many ways that they're communicating with us. It could be a license plate. It could be anything. I love it.
Tunisha on Instagram, Tunisha32, says that she gets birds by the window, which is a big sign. Birds are a big sign. So it could be a smell, a fragrance. It could be a bird or an animal, right? It could be even a song. My dad, who has crossed over, loved big band music. So I know when I'm listening to Gershwin, you know, or, you know, Rhapsody in Blue, and I'm listening to the old big band ballads, I Know My Father's Around. And it's just amazing and touches me deeply. So really, we would like to hear from you because we really want this to sink in tonight. What signs do you feel you're getting from your loved ones in spirit? And please share, because what it does is it opens up all of our minds to possibilities to say, hey, we need to be on the lookout some more, because there's a lot of signs coming through.
And can I just read a couple from Instagram here, from my Instagram? And one of them says, which I thought is really great, she's been waking up at 4 a.m. every single morning, no matter which time I started sleeping. So definitely look at that angel number 4. Maybe there's a message in there from you, like Google angel number 4 or numerology or something. And then another one from Jay Locon 1, no connection with her father yet. I look and try for signs, but cannot with them. But she wanted to know, if are they stubborn on the other side as well? Oh yeah, they are. they're not like the human stubborn, but they still have that trait, I feel. And then somebody told me they get Marie Camp. I get food in the shape of hearts.
I get lots of hearts. Amazing. Just little water droplets, or even are in the shape of a heart, or even a cracked cement, or like you said, a food, a rock even, right? The shape of a heart. I mean, the clouds. Look out for clouds. Clouds are amazing signs. Kelly, I have a question for you, and I'm going to let you answer this one. So someone on Instagram, Heidi Carrillo, Carrillo 23 says, how do you know if you get a sign? Like, how do you know if it's a sign or not? That is another big question I get.
So a lot of people overlook the signs because they logically talk themselves out of it. Sure, there's feathers all over the ground, right? So you're like, well, there's feathers, there's birds. Like, yeah, I'm going to find a feather wherever I go. But perhaps there's a very distinct, you know, marking on this feather. Perhaps you watch the feather fall down in front of you. Mm-hmm. You will know by a feeling you get the minute you like see it, and you're like, it's like you suddenly think of them. It's sometimes a sign could even just be a feeling. My father started coming through, and he was this warm, I call it like the sun on my back. It's a cool breeze, but warm and fuzzy at the same time. And I would get like shivers, and I was like, and I immediately felt my dad. So I knew that was like his signature of coming in to hug me. There's lots of different things. One, sometimes I get tingles right here, and I'm pretty sure that's a spirit kiss. Mm-hmm. I'm extremely sensitive, and I'm always feeling everything. So, you know, I just think like being open, and if you see something and you think of a loved one, that's a sign, right?
Also, I feel we can feel spirit, as Kelly just mentioned. You can actually, you know, when I felt my father, one of our lovely dogs passed away, I felt my father come to support us, and he was standing right behind us. I mean, you know, as clear as day. But we felt him, or I did. I felt him. I sensed him. And you might even do that too. Like if your grandmother passes or your mother, and the two of you used to cook in the kitchen all the time, they're right, Kelly, you may even feel her with you in the kitchen, right? Because they're doing the things that they love to do. That's what it is they're still loving doing those things with you. And you may feel them in different ways, right? Feel them behind you, or sometimes, you know, around the neck or the ear, in the heart, the heartwarming. Oh,
I get tinglies in my hand. My son likes to come hold my hand. Can I read Joanne's? I love this. Please. She says, I recently was thinking of my dad, then saw a semi with his name on it. I love that. And she also gets family birth dates. I get that too. So I like to find coins, right? And they'll be in random places, like, you know. And what I like to do is when I find a coin, I look at the date on it. Because when my son passed, I suddenly kept getting coins that were from the year he passed, 2016, and the year he was born, 1995. Mm-hmm. And I thought, that is so weird. Amazing. But they were in random weird places that you wouldn't find coins normally, like in their house or wherever, you know?
I love it, Kelly. And really, I mean, your son is so strong, you know, and I want to even add to that, like when we acknowledge the signs, I believe we're creating that stronger bond with our family. We're saying yes. a thank you, right? You always want to send gratitude. Yes, thank you. Send me more signs, please, right? You know, that is an amazing thing to have gratitude once you receive a sign. You know, always send love and gratitude, because that, you know, your loved ones, you know, they love your energy very much. They feel it probably more than ever. I do want to read an Instagram. Miss Manners 80 says, we make sure to acknowledge our loved one when we feel we get a sign by saying, hello, we see you and we feel you. That's exactly my point, is to acknowledge, and please post that. Thank you. Thanks, Brianna. Make sure you acknowledge it. It means so much to the spirit world. They are sending us 1,000 signs a day, 1,000 messages.
I believe they are. Mm-hmm. I get so many. Somebody wrote, and I can't remember now, there's so many comments, that they see birthdays, like even on receipts. Mm-hmm. So I get the number 420 for my stoner son that passed. That mm-hmm. was the number he immediately gave me. And we get that on receipts. Hotel rooms will be 420, you know, like we see it all the time. And I love that. So you have to be, I know a lot of people say I'm open and I'm not getting any, but I really, when I start talking to people that tell me that, and we start digging through the things that could possibly be there, like, oh, those mm-hmm. are signs. So sometimes mm-hmm. I think you're looking for a specific sign, and you mm-hmm. can't do that. You can't limit them. You have to be open to whatever they want to receive, to give you, and you have to be open to receiving it. That's my thing.
I love it. And I do want to say sometimes they can be, you might even hear their voice in your head. You know, you might even feel like a laughter, right? Like if it were something funny, you could hear, oh, that's how my father would laugh, right? And I could mm-hmm. hear him laughing. It's that way as well. I just want to say, like, spirit does yeah. communicate with us through our claircognizance, right? The clairvoyance, the clairaudience, clairsentience, all of our, any way we can sense, feel, hear, touch, receive that information, they are there. Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is beautiful. Where'd it go? Oh my gosh, they're moving fast. When spirit is around me, it feels like I'm breathing in mist and my mouth tends to water. I can relate. I feel those things too. You know, when you were a kid and you were in the car on a road trip, mm-hmm. and I like to compare spirit to this, and you're driving and you and your brothers or sisters or whoever, you're counting all the Volkswagens you see on the road. Everybody's counting, right? Or you're counting license plates from different states. And now that you're looking for them, you see them everywhere. It's because you become aware and you're set your mindset to find those things. I believe that signs are very similar. You're open to it and you're looking for them now. And then the more you become aware and the more open you are to those signs, the more you're going to see them. Now, somebody says it's so hard to be so open sometimes. Well, I'm not saying open up to everything. Think about setting an intention to receive more signs, but not get overwhelmed by other people's energy or spirit. You know, you're still being open, but not allowing other things. Does that make sense?
Yes. I don't know who asked that question. Can you post that? Or
right here, this one, it's so hard to be so open sometimes.
It's such a great observation. Thank you so much for your insight, Beth, because some people do feel that they have to be open to everything under the stars, so to speak. And that's not really where we're not coming from that point of view, because Kelly just mentioned that we want you to be grounded.
That's overwhelming. Yeah,
we could. It's draining. It could be overwhelming.
Oh yeah,
tiring to do that. We want you to be just have that open mind and open heart and go through your day as you usually do. That's when the excitement and the surprises happen, when you're grounded. Because if you're not grounded and you're very distracted, so to speak, you may not recognize the signs. But if you're grounded, you're centered, right, you're in your physical body, so to speak, you're not wide open, you're in your natural state of being and awareness, this is when the amazing experiences happen.
Yes. I one time, like right after my son passed, a year later, we got all of the banks gave us new debit cards because there was some new technology in the credit cards and debit cards that they wanted you to have on. I think it was the tap thing, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And so we got all these new cards. And I got four cards from like our two different banks. Every one of them expired on 7/22, which was my son's birthday.
That's unusual.
And this was literally like he passed in 2016 and we got these cards in early 2017 and they were good for like 5 years, right? Uh-huh. And I was just like, okay. Then I got another one that in 2020, I got another card like on that day. So it was 4/20. Mm-hmm. I'm like 4/20. And I was like, oh, it's my son. He always does things for me with money.
Oh my gosh.
It's so interesting. I don't know why, but I get a lot of things to do with money from him.
That I love your son so much.
I just love telling the stories because I feel like people maybe can hear like it can be anything.
So let me take it a step further and say when you do find the sign, so now let's say you found the sign, the coin or the feather or the birds in the window, what have you, or the skies or the numbers, the clouds. I mean, now I want, if you can, when you're doing your gratitude, you know, you might even say, ask what that means or what am I feeling when I'm seeing this sign? Because that is, can be your message. Mm-hmm. That can be your message, is what am I feeling when I'm acknowledging that sign? Because I do feel in some way that is, the connection is very strong in those moments, you know? So take that time when you're sending gratitude, like, what does this mean? What are you telling me? What am I supposed to learn from this? Not making it too analytical or anything, but what am I sensing? What am I feeling in these moments?
And let me read some of these ones here from Instagram. Queen Max Anne, white feathers in her purse. And she also said she's a foster mom of an 8-year-old girl, and she feels that her loved ones sent her to her. And I think that's beautiful. And somebody else, Maria Camp, says, I get my loved ones' addresses, 3 numbers of them. And then last Saturday, EJB878 says, I heard 4 songs in a row, only one person could have sent. I mean, I love it. I love it. It's just, if you're listening and looking for these things, they can be amazing and they can feel so good. Mm-hmm. And it is sometimes, I can have the most, like, when you're missing someone you love, sometimes you wake up sad, and mm-hmm. then you get that sign. That's my favorite. When mm-hmm. you're like, oh, he's with me, or she's mm-hmm. with me. It's a beautiful feeling, isn't it?
It's a tremendous, beautiful feeling.
Yeah.
You know, so seeing signs is absolutely one way to connect with your departed loved ones. And we still want to hear from everyone. We want to ask you some more questions as we continue to share some more ways you can connect with your loved ones. So I don't know how many people meditate, by the way. Let us know if you meditate. Just, you know, say yes in the comment section, or let us know if you meditate. And because I'm finding that for me, in my work as a medium, or in my offering for people, when I sit in the stillness, that opens me up, right, to connect with my loved ones. So I'm wondering, do you meditate? I'd love to hear from people. Kelly?
That's a great question. I used to meditate every day, especially after my son passed. That was like, I had to have an hour every morning, and I did. I spent like an hour on it for like a good 2 years I did that. But I honestly, I think, you know, that's what I needed then. Now I don't feel mm-hmm. like I need to sit there and mm-hmm. meditate for an hour every day. I will take a good 5 minutes at least mm-hmm. every day to kind of center and ground myself, usually in the morning before my day starts, and set my intentions.
Nice.
And I open myself up for work, you know, at the right opportunities. Like I have a rule with spirit. So we like go over my rules and I start my day like that. But if I have time, I'll do a longer one. Yeah.
Nice.
It's not always, sometimes it's not every day.
And it doesn't, it doesn't have to be every day. It has to be whenever it's right for you. But so on how to connect with our loved ones in spirit, Kelly, what else So we went over signs. We went over maybe a little bit of meditation.
Well, I have a simple exercise mm-hmm. that I feel like if somebody really wants to learn to feel their spirit, loved ones, and try to get more signs and messages, I always say start working on building a relationship and learning their energy signature. Now you're building a new relationship with them. So if there is a favorite spot in your house, I like to do it at home or at my office, but right now I like to do this at home. You find your favorite spot to sit in the whole house. It feels really good. It's just like favorite chair, wherever it is. Nobody's home, hopefully. You can have a quiet moment. And you sit in that chair quietly and you close your eyes and you just invite your loved ones to come sit with you. Mm-hmm. And you start to feel their energy. And if you think, okay, I think I felt like a shift in energy, it could be as subtle as like a cool breeze, or like it feels like a small touch. If you think you feel them, then say, hey, if that's you, grandmother, and say you felt it on your left side, please come touch my right shoulder. This is you building your energy and relationship, like understanding them more. And then you feel this shift go over here. And it's so subtle. It's the same way, like when you know somebody's standing behind you, but you can't see them. It's mm-hmm. that kind of feeling, but it mm-hmm. shifts. You can feel the different shifts. Start mm-hmm. building a spirit relationship and learning their energy signature and then talking to them. It's that simple. The more mm-hmm. you do it, the better, easier it gets, mm-hmm. the stronger you feel them, and the more signs you're going to see. That's my belief.
I know when my brother passed away a very, very long time ago, his energy felt different than it does today.
Yeah.
And so I would say for everyone, because my energy is different today than it was a few years ago, however long ago. And I would just keep you in mind of that as you develop and evolve or become more sensitive to the signs and build those connections. It might change. Whatever it does, you'll always sense it, but it might change. It may not. I just want to put that out there. His energy field, in my experience with my departed loved one, my brother, is much higher than before.
I do feel that as well. Mm-hmm. Especially my son and mm-hmm. my dad. Mm-hmm. You know, my dad is a cool breeze. And I definitely always feel him around the heart. And my son, I feel in my head and around here and on my hands. It's like yeah. I feel tingly, like he grabs my hands. Here's a great question in the comments. I just wanted to post. Whoops, where'd it go? It says, can a spirit trick you? I want to try that, but I want to make sure it's my brother and not another spirit. So I'm not going to say that could never happen. I personally have never experienced that. I don't know. I don't want to say it could never happen, but I don't believe in that. So I feel like don't set your intention to that. Because remember, what we believe, sometimes we can create. So one of the things when I first started doing this, I had a lot of doubt. Even though I knew I was connected with spirit and I'd always seen them, I still didn't believe that it was really happening. I still kind of had in the back of my head, it's all made up or I'm imagining this. So I'm a very scientific minded person. So I had a journal and I would sit and try to connect with my dad, who was in spirit, who I thought was coming to give me signs, but I kept thinking it wasn't him. Maybe it was somebody else or it was a trick. So I would write in my journal everything I was getting. And I would say to my dad, okay, I need concrete evidence. This is you, because I need the proof. And let me tell you, for the next 2 weeks after that started happening, I got the most concrete evidence you could ever get from spirit from my dad. And I think after that, I'm like, okay, I know that I'm connected with my dad, because only my dad would do these things. Literally, like weird things, like the music would turn off and then the blinds were shaking this way back and forth over the boombox. But there was no air conditioning, no windows open and no wind. And then I would turn the music back on and it would stop spinning. It was things like that. Or my dad played the bongo drums and I'm in the middle of a meditation. Some guy parks right in front of my house, gets out in the back of his little Toyota pickup, which my dad used to have one too. And it was probably the same year. It was like a 1970s old Toyota pickup, but it was a young, like 20-year-old surfer. gets out in the back and pulls out bongo drums and starts playing in the back of the truck. I'm like, okay, that's you, Dad. I know it. And as soon as I said, okay, Dad, I believe it, the guy drove off. So, you know, be developing that relationship. I spent a lot of time trying to develop relationships with my spirit family because I wanted proof and I wanted to believe. So I get that, like being worried about being tricked. I used to be worried about that.
I would add to that and say, Bianca, it's a great question. And it is about setting the intention. Because where your intention goes, energy flows. And I do believe if we just blindly go into asking for anyone to show up, then chances are it may not be who you wish it to be. So go direct, especially with your relationship. I mean, him being a blood relative in this way is very strong already, I can tell. But, you know, once again, it's always about setting the intention. Even when we connect with guides, when I connect people with their spirit guides, for example, we go to the highest good, right? We always ask for the highest good to come through. Really set that intention, because that is where that's how it starts. That's from there. That's where the energy is developed from.
Yes. You know? Yes. And I love that.
Good.
Love all these questions. I love all these questions. This is my favorite subject, Cheryl.
Well, it's taken us a while to have this topic.
I don't know why we haven't. This is like the best subject, because I think so many people want to learn about this or understand this. I think, you know, nobody teaches enough, at least mm-hmm. for a class, which I always want to do, and I haven't done it, is how to connect with your own loved ones, not mm-hmm. become a medium, just how to connect with your loved ones in spirit. Mm-hmm. That would that not be the best class? I mean, I teach all my clients, if they're open to it and they want to, I will mm-hmm. teach them, just give them mm-hmm. some, you know, advice and help mm-hmm. them. But I actually would like to do like a workshop all day and teach mm-hmm. them all how to read for each other and mm-hmm. and connect with their own loved ones and just really feel that connection. I do believe everybody can connect with their loved ones in spirit.
Yeah, everyone has that question too, is people ask, can I even connect? Like, is it something that I can do? Is it something that you think I can do? And for the people who do it, they sometimes go, but it's not working. So I want to kind of address those two issues of why it's not working as well. But for those people who think that they can't connect, I would suggest journaling. Because if you can journal, write a letter to your loved one or write down some questions for your loved one. But what you're doing is you're developing this beautiful rapport of energy flowing from you. You're developing the love you have for them. It's coming out. It's on paper. You're understanding what's coming through. Ask them these questions you have. And then take that letter and put it, you know, in a safe place, and then maybe review it a week or two later. But what you're doing is you're opening the invitation up, you know, you're sending out that invitation.
Try
that.
Or even just write them a letter. Mm-hmm. And then keep that letter with you when you do sit down to try to connect. Have the letter in your hand, because you put all that intention and all that love into the letter. And then see what happens, or what kind of insight you get from them, or the feelings you get. There's so many great things that people are posting. Penny sees the letter E in the clouds, and she has 7 close family members with the first initial E who have passed, including her youngest daughter, but she never knows for sure which one it is. And I want to say it's probably all of them, Penny, coming to say we're here for you, and we're giving you this big cloud with an E to let you know we're always with you. I mean, why would they not come together if they're all like, you know, but definitely I'm sure your daughter is like in the lead. Yes.
Can we read this one? Oh my God. You made me laugh, Peggy. Peggy says, I swear I heard my son and my mom talk directly to me. My son said, Mom, are you ignoring me again? And I laughed and I said, no. How much fun is that? And that is really the playfulness, you know, of spirit. If their personality is coming through, how wonderful for you.
Right. Melissa Nyngar, she says she's terrible at meditation, but I swear I hear my dad's voice in my head, my grandpa's laugh, and feel my grandma's intuition. I love it. So she feels them.
Yeah. So look, this is a great, I'm sorry to interrupt, Kelly. Can we put up Miss Manders 80 from Instagram? Because this is a great one. Miss Manders 80. Can you explain how spirit delivers signs? For example, my mom took it very literally when I pointed out a sign when I got 444 on a license plate. She said, that doesn't just mean, doesn't that just mean someone got 444 on their plate? Yes, it does. And it also means it's a sign. And that is really a breakthrough moment for you with your mom. I just want to share with this with you. Yes, it means that. And it also means, like, it can have many, many signs, many meanings to it. It's probably a sign for you as well that you resonate with the number four. And you should look that up, the numerology number of four, which is about manifestation. And 444, right? So, and your mom, this is probably a sign for both you and your mom individually together that it's a departed loved one. And yes, this woman may have asked for that license plate, but what a coincidence, or not a coincidence, the synchronistic events that happened where the spirit world orchestrated you to see that sign. I mean, they worked all day or however long they worked for you to be in front of that license plate to have this conversation, to say, is this our departed loved ones, to have that discussion. So bless your mom for questioning it too. I mean, certainly you can question, absolutely. Ask questions. That's what the spirit world wants. I think in some way it can generate more energy, right? Because it creates the answers, or it creates more energy behind the curiosity that we have.
Yes. And I just posted a message of what 444 means.
Hey.
It brings a message that all is well. Trust that you are on your correct life path and are doing a great job. The angels and archangels are available for help and guidance. All you need to do is ask. And that could also be a sign from your loved ones saying all is well, they're in a good place.
Yes.
Yes. I love it. I love numbers. I love that spirit likes to talk to us with them. You know, I love that they use music, numbers, birds, ladybugs, like you just name it. Smells. Somebody posted earlier about doors opening and shutting. And I mean, when my ex-husband passed in 2021, my daughter, it was her dad, and we all had to go clean up the house, and he had guns, and I'm not a gun person. I don't like guns. And so I have a young boy, you know, he's 17 now, but he was like, what, 15 at the time? And he saw the guns. And of course he was like, I know how to like put the safety on. I know how to do all this. So I've done it on the computer games. I'm like, you're not touching those guns. You know, we're going to call the police department and have them come do it. Cause I was scared of them. They're like really scary looking guns, you know? So we put them all in the back closet, and he goes back there to go, you know, peek at the guns, and the door slammed on him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The closet door shut, and he got scared and ran out of that room so quick. I said, that was just spirit watching out for you.
Yeah. Watching and out.
They did. They would not let him in that closet. And he was freaked out. Like, he didn't want to go back there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So good. It's amazing. That's a sign.
It's a sign. You know, spirit is helping us, closing doors as well. You know, Lena Cole asked, if I may.
Are we on the same page here? I was just going to that one too. Go ahead and read that one.
So she's asking, hi, Lena, thanks for your question tonight. So it takes work for them to connect with us. That's what she's asking. Can you please explain that?
Yes, it does. Well, I bet we have different explanations. So I'm not even sure if this is correct, but this is what I feel like. So I've had my gift my whole life. And when I started developing it to understand it, it came on so quick. It was so easy because I feel like I remember so many lives, and I remember being in the spirit world. And to me, it all felt like this is what, it felt normal to me. Now, there's some people that don't come like with that same opening, but they can still learn it, right? Like people like that haven't been around as long. So I know when I go over to the spirit world, I already know how to do all this. I'm going to be like that first coming through immediately. But some other spirits are still have to learn and build that energy, and it takes a lot of energy. And when you first get over in the spirit world, that's why some people are like, oh, it's hard to connect with somebody when they first die, which is not necessarily true, but sometimes a spirit is tired or doesn't have the energy because they had a very traumatic passing and they had a very traumatic life and they've got a life review they're working on. So they're there, but they're not as strong of a connection. And then some of them are like, the minute they pass, like you're feeling them and they're communicating with you. I mean, they're just so strong. It's like that soul was ready. They had prepared. They knew that they were going to come through. Like they just had this awesome awareness. And so when they go over there, they were like old souls. They remember. And so it takes practice and work. I don't know. That's my theory on what's going on. But I know there's other stories about that. What do you think, Cheryl? How do you look at it?
Well, one way to look at it is that we raise our vibration and they lower theirs and we meet them in the middle, so to speak.
Right.
But I also believe that the more aware we become, the more higher consciousness and we're raising our vibration and we're moving to a more of an awareness place, that I'm finding that to be less work for them, I'll just say, you know?
Yes,
because naturally we are making ourselves more available. We practice, we're ready. We are just as a collective, even, you know, for those of us, you know, most of the planet is so, it's a lot of mainstream now.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say,
I don't think they're
working as hard. Yeah.
I agree with that as well. I just think that, you know, and I've had this happen in some readings, somebody else will come through and bring them.
Yes.
A communicator. And to me, it's like, okay, they're new over there and they're learning how to do this.
Right, right.
Like I needed someone to teach me how to raise my vibration. I didn't know. I knew I was connected with spirit, but didn't know how to control it. They need someone to show them on the opposite end.
Mm-hmm. So, right. Right. When I did a reading, I remember specifically this mother, it was her first time coming through for her daughter. And someone had brought her through like, I don't know, I'm not sure who it was, but cause I can't remember. It was a long time ago, but I remember the woman, the mother she wanted to connect with was letting me know it was the first time. So this was all new for her. She's like, hey, I'm just checking it out, you know?
Yes,
and that's what it feels like. They're just checking it out. Yes. They're popping in and out until they get comfortable.
Yeah. So I do believe that sometimes they need someone to show them and teach them how to do that. Just like we do to learn to connect with them. It's, I don't know. I mean, I think of it like we're these mirror kind of like universes were so connected and so similar, but then so different. It's
cool.
I don't know how to explain it, but I'm a visual person.
I hope that helped, Lena. I hope that helped. And I hope everyone could take something from that.
Yes.
Great question again. Oh my gosh.
Well, that's sweet.
What's this? I was going to say,
between Earth and heaven seems to be getting much smoother. I like to think that too, Vivian. I think that's a really positive outlook. But it does seem that more people are aware and open now. So I think it is making their passings a lot smoother. I know I had to really help my mom. She was afraid to pass. And I had to keep telling her it was okay. And that she could go to the light and that they were waiting for her. And it was a lot of love. But she kept saying, no, I don't want to see them. I don't see my dad. I'm mad at him. I don't, you know, she had all this anger. And I'm like, you got to let it go, Mom. And it's time to go, you know. She had a real hard time. But as soon as she did go, she was met with beautiful love. I felt it.
How lovely. Yeah. Lovely. Yeah. That's great that you were there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or that you were helping her.
Yeah. I tried, you know, because she was so hard-headed.
Should we do a reading tonight, Kelly? Are you up for this? Should we keep going with a couple more questions? I know the time is just, conversation
subject
is ongoing. Yeah,
I knew it's an amazing subject. I just feel like I don't think we have time for readings. We haven't done announcements, and I am a little fatigued.
Okay,
today. It's been a long day.
Well, this is a great way for people to practice tonight after the show.
Yes.
This is being recorded. To please know that your loved ones are connecting with you. Even in ways that you wouldn't imagine, you know, if your departed loved one was not very expressive with their words, you know, if they were more of a reserved person, they still may come through to you with a lot of love and expression. Yes. Or if they were very funny in life, they would certainly be funny in the afterlife, or they may get a better sense of humor in the afterlife. So just know that they're learning just like you and I are learning. They are learning, right?
Yes.
So just know that.
Brianna backstage had a great idea, a part two. And on the second show next week, we do readings if we haven't
that would be great.
Yet. So, and everybody like that wants to get a reading, come back and share with your friends. We'll talk a little bit more and try to cover more questions that we weren't able to answer. And we'll do some readings then. But I'd like to make some announcements real quick.
Yeah, definitely. Go for it,
everybody. Who all is in the Sacramento area? Let me know in the comments. I am looking for more like spiritual practitioners who want to teach out of my store, who want to do meditations or singing bowls or drum circles. I want to have classes to offer to the community. And I'm just looking for, you know, anybody in the Sacramento area, or even if you want to come to Sacramento and work in the store for like an event, like a weekend or something, let me know. Reach out to me on my emails or, you can reach out to me through social media or my email or my website, wherever you can find me. And let me know what you're thinking of. That's one thing. This weekend, Colby Rebels in Sacramento. She's here already today, and she is doing two events at my shop on Saturday. One is a daytime workshop, and then the other one, I'm sorry, I keep hitting the wrong one. The other one is a DEM in the evening time. It's going to be an amazing event. Get your tickets. Come check it out. It's going to be so much fun. The DEM's going to be amazing. Colby is fast, and she gets a lot of information, and she's quick. So I feel like you're going to have a good chance of getting a reading if you come to the DEM. Definitely check that out. And then what else? Oh my gosh. These things move so fast, guys. I can't keep up with it. There we go. Oh my gosh. May 11th, I have my small group reading in person at the Crystal Store. So those tickets are on sale now. May 16th is the online one. You can get tickets for that as well. Everybody gets a reading at these small group readings. And my open mic night. Oh my gosh. Open mic night is actually not till June. I'm skipping May because my daughter's graduating college. But those are the main things for me. Cheryl, I'm going to open it up for you.
Yeah. So everyone, I have a wonderful online event happening next week. It's April 30th. It's my Circle of Love. It's a small session. So I like to keep the group small. So I would hope you can join me on April 30th, my Circle of Love small group reading event. Everyone gets a reading. And then also we go back around and we answer psychic questions. So I'll be working with a small group. I'd love to see you there. There's still a couple of tickets available and it's on Zoom. So I'll send you that link once you sign up. So join me there. And then, you know, I'll be doing my healing prayer circles on Sundays. Those are free to join. Those are really just the most amazing people. So join us for a high vibe tribe, a feeling of meditation. And we talk about prayer and manifesting. And that's always amazing, are my healing prayer circles. And then, you know, I did start something this year for 2024. I started my spiritual energy transformation sessions. And I can't tell you how much feedback I'm getting from people on how much they're enjoying them. And I put a lot of work into them, helping each month, helping to open and strengthen your energy field. But then also I include a meditation, a little bit of homework. I do remote energy healing for those of people that sign up for the annual membership. But check out my energy transformation sessions. It meets the first and third Thursday of each month. And everything is recorded. So if you can't make it at that time at 4 p.m. Pacific, everything's recorded. You have your own member login account area. You can just go in and learn at your own pace. All right. So check that out.
And subscribe to our newsletters at seeingbeyondradio.com. Sorry, I'm drawing a blank tonight. And mymediumkelly.com and then Cheryl's@mediumcheryl.com. So now we can go back to answering questions. I feel like we got to get those out before the show ends. We'll run out of time.
I just want to share with everyone, look, these are great questions and we'll keep them because they'll stay on these feeds on the lives. But also if you have a particular question you want to send us through the week, please send them to our questions@seeingbeyondradio.com. So Brianna, our backstage co-host, would you please post that? Just remember, we have an email, questions@seeingbeyondradio.com, and you can send the questions there and we'll try to get to all of them as well, because it's a great resource for you to use during the week in between shows. All right. You can always send us any of your questions to that location.
Yes. And remember, can I talk? Share the show next week and tell people we're going to be doing readings. Please help us grow the show and reach more people.
Oh, that's terrific. Thank you. Thank you for everyone. And, you know, we're so happy to do this program with you. And we're so happy. We work so well together, Kelly. It's always great to see Kelly. And we love reaching our audience members. And we really feel like family with you and with everyone who comes to our shows and our events. Really, but it is about helping us share our show to really reach as many people as we can. Because there's so many good things happening. And if we can teach you or share with you, you know, how to open up your energy field or connect with your loved ones. Isn't that amazing?
It's just amazing. Cheryl, I had to put it up there for you. I'm going to read it. It says, I've followed many psychic mediums, etc. But I have to say, Cheryl, that for some reason I get a special connection feeling with you out of everyone. I can't explain it. But I just feel a connection. That's such a beautiful compliment.
It is.
I feel that way about Cheryl too.
Oh, thank you, Kelly.
It's a beautiful feeling she gets off. I love it. Oh,
thank you. Hugs back. Thank you very much. Thank you.
And then Jose said, did you say we can work in your store, Kelly? If that's the case, I would definitely love to work at your store. What I live in, what is that, Philadelphia? Is that PA?
Pennsylvania.
Thank you. I'm so bad with my states.
That's okay.
Well, if you ever come to Sacramento and you want to do something, an event or something, let me know. I'm totally open for it. I'd love it.
Yeah, Jose, you would fit in so well. I could totally see you working with the crystals and really getting into that. I bet Jose has a lot of crystals at his house.
I bet he does too.
Yeah.
I did.
So look, we still have some time to talk about the spirit world. So let's just review. Let's recap.
Yes.
Look for signs, right? We're going to look for signs. If you meditate or if you can do a walking meditation or a breathing meditation just for a few moments, any type of meditation is fine. Yeah. Journaling is really good. Kelly mentioned energy signature.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So taking the time in your meditation to feel your loved ones. What does it feel like? If you're on the left side, can you go to the right side? Just so you get an understanding of the subtle energy that spirit has for you, right?
Yes. Yes. And remember to set that intention. And if you're like me, and I think a lot of people are like this, you know, and you're gonna doubt a lot of things in the beginning. Keep a journal and ask spirit for specific signs that only you would know. And when, you know, be open to them when you see them and don't doubt them. Because if you're asking for something, they're going to give it to you, you know, in a sense.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. So on Instagram, Miss Manders had asked about the license plate with the 444 and yes. Her mom. And I was saying, look, it's okay to have doubt. You know, it's okay to be doubtful. But I'll tell you, the more you practice, you will move from doubt to believing. And you'll move from believing to trusting. And you'll move from trusting to knowing. I mean, it is an amazing elevation of feeling, right? I mean, it's really an elation when you get a sign and you go, oh my God, of course it's for you, right? Of course it's from you.
I love this question here. What is the most unique way spirit has reached out to you to give a message? Do you have an interesting way, Cheryl? I think you do. You told a story once.
I'll tell the story that comes to mind, and that is my brother, Greg. Okay, my brother's name is Greg. He passed away, I think, 28 years ago now. But I was in a little shopping center area talking to a friend, telling her about my brother, Greg. And guess what? My brother, Greg, shows up in spirit, right? And how do I know that? What signs was I getting that day and that experience? There were four other people whose name were Greg that showed up within the 10 minutes of us talking about my brother, Greg.
Oh my God.
A friend of ours named Greg, he was a real estate guy. He comes walking by, right? And then there's a phone call from someone named Greg, some repairman maybe that I was dealing with. And then the third one was meeting a friend of a friend named Greg, right? And then the fourth way was, seeing the name in print somewhere in the newspaper, what have you. It was, I'm telling you, hands down, Kelly, within a very 10-minute at the most time frame.
Well, that's similar to the story I want to tell. Something similar. I went to see Cindy Kaza a few months back at a dem, and they cram you in there at the comedy club, and we were at a table with three other people, and we were right next to another table with four other people, and we're talking, and the guy across from me, his name is RJ. That's my son's name. Oh. The guy to my right was RJ, and the guy across from him was RJ. And I was like, okay, RJ is with me. He's at the dem. I was for sure he was going to come through that night. Cindy probably, because she knows me, she doesn't always like go to people that she knows. But I could tell you, there were so many messages I could take from him that night that meant something. And I knew they were for me, even though somebody else got the reading. I understood the message. And I knew because all those RJs were at my table, he was trying to get that message through to me. Yeah.
So,
and
the
interesting thing that's so weird is that my son's name was Ron, and he was not a junior. Uh-huh. And he was the second. And all of these guys were called RJ, but none of them, their names are Ron, but none of them were juniors. But they went by RJ.
How just interesting. Like they just went by RJ. Yeah.
Well, that's what I did to my son. I just started calling him Ron Jr. or RJ, even though he wasn't a junior because it was easier.
Yeah. So look, still, I think spirit surprises us. It's still amazing, and it's a continual learning and growth and spiritual part of your life. So always know that they will do anything to send you a sign. They will send you 1,000 a day, as we mentioned. So all the time they're sending you signs. So no worries if you miss them, no worries. Your loved ones will continue to send you their love and just to let you know, because they want to support you. They want you to know they're there. They want you to know that they're all right. They're safe. These are very common questions that we get that we want to tell people. Yes, they're good. They're good. They're here checking you out. Are you okay? How are you doing? Are they got your back, right?
Yes. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I just love when I get spirit signs, and I look for them all the time, but I mean, our time's almost up, but I just want to ask you, Cheryl, have you ever noticed though, sometimes it seems like a loved one's not coming around anymore? Or you're not feeling them like you were.
Yeah, I did feel that with my brother. I felt, because now I feel him strongly back. I felt he was off learning, evolving, right? Taking lessons. It's like I feel him, but in a distant, or, that's how I felt him. I feel like they're learning too. They're out doing their own thing.
They're not just sitting still, right?
Did you have the same experience?
I had experience with RJ. He was so with me for like so long, like every day I felt him and I had moments and amazing signs. And then it just felt like suddenly he disappeared. And I got really sad. And when I started to get really sad, because a mom, you want to feel your child, then suddenly he started giving me signs again. So I do think they get busy and they feel like, okay, you don't need this as much. You're doing good. Because a lot of it's to help us. Mm-hmm. And so they're like, she's good. She knows I'm with her. And they got to go do their thing. Mm-hmm. And then I start to fall apart. And I'm like, oh, my voice disappeared. Right. And then he shows up. So I wanted people to know that, because it does happen. Mm-hmm. And some people don't come through right away. Mm-hmm. My best friend didn't come through right away. My mom didn't come through right away. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And friends, some of my friends that have passed, I haven't heard from. And then all of a sudden I'll hear from them, you know, and they'll start coming around. It's just amazing about how we're all doing these different paths, but that their messages are just as strong now. But it's so true that, look, if you don't feel your loved ones around as strong or as much, or if you haven't felt them yet, you know, spend time with these tools that Kelly and I shared with you tonight. Spend those moments of realizing that there are a lot of signs coming your way. And yes. Spirit will get your attention.
Yeah.
They will. My son gets mine. He always makes me laugh when I'm really sad. Or I can hear his voice in my head going, "Mom, it wasn't like that. Stop telling stories about me. I'm not a saint." I can hear all his voice in my head sometimes, like telling me to stop doing this or stop doing that. It's funny. So,
oh my gosh. Well, there's so much more to talk about, guys. We are at the top of the hour. There's so much more that Kelly and I have to share with you, and so many more questions we have for you. And we just want you to know how much we appreciate your feedback and your participation tonight for helping others, really helping everyone learning how to connect with their loved ones and sharing with people the validations that you've been receiving and the messages you've been getting, because it all helps. It helps all of us that have those doubts or that are looking for answers or signs and we don't know where to look or what to look for. But in some way, you and I and Kelly, we've all played a part in helping someone or helping a lot of people tonight, really. That's always the goal. Yep. Yes. Let's lift everybody up. Yeah.
Yes. Beautiful. Next week, readings. Small talk, lots of readings.
So come back next week. We'll see you again back here Seeing Beyond Living Transformed. Please share our page, like our page, follow us, subscribe. You know the drill.
Everything.
And bring a friend with you next week, right? And really, let's build and grow our audience, because that's really the goal here. I mean, that's the intention that we're setting, and we so appreciate you setting that intention for us and for our show. So thank you. Namaste, everybone.
Yes, thank you.
Good night. See you next week.